This was a story we hoped to bring you a little bit earlier, and due to some sort of technical problem, we were unable to reach the Independent Police Investigative Directorate. But essentially, this is a story that began with student protests in August 2018 at the Tshwane University of Technology. And the protests began, the police were called to the scene, and there was a particular constable. His name was, it's John Slender. And John Slender actually got to the point where he became involved in an altercation with a young man by the name of Katlego Monareng. And before either of them knew it, Katlego Monareng was dead. And so John Slender and another of his co-accused, in fact, were accused of murdering Katlego Monareng. And John Slender was accused particularly also of injuring another student. That came to a head in court today, where Slender was actually found guilty of both murder and attempted murder. And that was largely due to the effort that IPED had put in to make sure that this man was brought to book. Sandaga Seisa joining us on the line now. Sandaga, good afternoon, and thank you very much for organizing this to be able to speak to us at this time. Let me just ask you about the investigation and how much work went into securing this conviction in the long run, which the NPA then took to court.
Thank you very much, Joanne, and thank you for inviting us. I would like to be upfront and apologize for the noise, for the background. I'm on a public place. However, I just need to say, IPED has since investigated this case since 2018, 2019, whereupon we completed our investigation and we sent our completed investigation to the National Prosecution Authority for decision. And the NPA has decided to charge the constable who is now no more a constable in the SAPS, Constable John Slender, who is now 40 years old, and he was charged for murder and attempted murder. Initially, the investigation was actually focusing on the two officers. However, the second officer was not linked to the murder and attempted murder. It was only the firearm that was carried by former Constable John Slender. And the investigation completed, and the trial started on Monday this week up until this today in Pretoria North Magistrate Court, where the Gauteng North High Court said, because of logistical issues, and acting judge Piet Johnson found the accused guilty, and he was convicted for murder and attempted murder on another student, Mr. Kwabe. At the same day, the acting judge sentenced the accused to 15 years for murder and 5 years for attempted murder, and also declared him to be unsuitable to possess a firearm in terms of the Firearm Act. As I think, we are very much pleased about the investigation and the outcome of the matter, and the family also attended the trial, as well as the representatives of the TUT. They were there, and they are also very happy about the outcome. We also want to say, please, the police should be aware of what they are doing and not to be over what they're supposed to be doing in terms of complying with the relevant prescripts in terms of the law.
Sandaga Seisa, thank you very much for just filling us in on what happened in court today. He is the IPED spokesperson.